It's time now for Living Theology, a weekly program in which Dr. John B. McDonald seeks to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ, living with competence and joy. With today's episode, here's Dr. McDonald.
In this 14th episode of our series, Reclaiming Forgiveness, we're going to be dealing with four dynamics of repentance. In the previous podcast, repentance was described in terms of a change of mind, emotion, and will toward self, toward sin, toward God, toward Christ. Often, people understand repentance as something negative and burdensome. My understanding of biblical repentance is that it's a grace-filled gift toward life. How does repentance work in our lives? Here's those four dynamics of repentance. First, repentance is a divine gift. In Acts 11, verse 18, we read, God has granted repentance that leads to life. Again, in 2 Timothy 2:25, Paul writes, God may perhaps grant them repentance, leading them to a knowledge of the truth. In both texts, the word grant or granted translates the Greek word didomai, a word that is often rendered as give, bestow, grant, even donate. It is an expression of generosity. So, repentance, this radical change of mind, emotion, and will, is a gift from God, an expression of His generosity. It is possible to resist or reject this divine gift of repentance. Paul points out in Romans 2, verses 4 and 5, that some people show contempt for the riches of God's kindness, tolerance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness leads you toward repentance. So, we should view repentance, this radical change of heart, as a generous gift from God to be received with thankfulness, a divine gift to be embraced and acted upon. The second dynamic of repentance is that it is a deep change. Remember that repentance operates in the deep inner places of your being. Anticipate an interior change of your mind, emotions, and will on a particular matter. This is not change from the outside. It's not an issue of behavior modification causing repentance. On the contrary, new, life-giving ways of thinking, speaking, and acting will flow from the inner change, that deep inner change that is repentance. The third dynamic of repentance is that it is often a painful crisis. Repentance means change, and such change is often experienced within a crisis. Here are a few examples from the biblical narratives. The prodigal son facing starvation in Luke 15, verses 14 to 16. Jonah thrown off the storm-tossed ship, sinking to the seafloor. That's Jonah 2. David being exposed by the prophet Nathan for his adultery. 2 Samuel 12. Instead of avoiding the crisis, move into it with the expectation of all it promises on the other side. The fourth dynamic is that repentance is a new beginning. Christine Smith, in her book Repentance, Hope of the World, observes repentance allows the whole of creation to have another chance. The act of true repentance holds out the possibility, maybe even the promise, that individuals and whole communities can be renewed, can mend what we have broken, can find what appeared to be completely lost, can build a bridge to that which seems permanently severed, can remember and restore the dismembered garment of shared life. Note that Smith paints the possibilities held out by the act of true repentance with grace-filled words such as promise, renewal, mending, recovering, rebuilding, and restoring. It is this intentional alteration of our path that enables forgiveness, the rebuilding of broken relationships. True repentance is about life and wholeness. It is about new beginnings. Again, here are four dynamics of repentance. Repentance is a divine gift that involves a deep change, a painful crisis, and a new beginning. The story of the prodigal son in Luke 15, verses 11 to 32, illustrates these four dynamics of repentance for us. The younger son's actions put him on his trajectory towards disintegration and death, including alienation from his father, loss of all he possessed, and a gnawing hunger. It is at this point of crisis he grasps the gift of true repentance and interior changes take place that hold out the possibility of a new beginning. Repentance is the literal turning point in this parable. Imagine for yourself the experience of the prodigal son as you read Luke 15, verses 17 to 20. This scene evokes the deep change and painful crisis of his repentance. We see his change of mind. When he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread, but I perish here with hunger?" There's a change of emotions. "I am no longer worthy to be called your son." What depth of emotion must have been felt by that young man as he spoke these words? And his change of will. "I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you.'" So he got up and went to his father. The response of the father demonstrates the dynamic of a new beginning. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The prodigal chose to act on the gift of repentance. What results from the dynamics of repentance turns out to be more than the possibility, maybe even the promise, of mending what was broken, recovering what was lost, rebuilding what was severed, and bringing to life a relationship that had functionally died. For the prodigal, it was in truth a new beginning. Now, what's your takeaway? For a moment, just sit quietly, taking up the words of Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24, asking the Lord to examine your life, thoughts, and heart. "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you, and lead me along the path of everlasting life." Are you being invited to grasp the gift of repentance in some area of your life? Have you been resisting or rejecting this divine gift of life? Take hold of this divine, generous gift and experience its dynamics as it holds out the promise of a new beginning.
You've been listening to John B. McDonald in Living Theology, a program designed to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ. Dr. McDonald has an extensive online writing ministry. To learn more about John and his work, follow the links on the producer's page at HopeStreamRadio.com.